With all the news of Ebola, it's easy to forget that malaria is a far greater threat in much of the world, with over 3 billion people at risk for the disease. And now for a worrisome turn of events. Malaria researchers in Southeast Asia warn that the world could be on the verge of losing one of the most powerful drugs used to fight malaria. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that resistant strains of the malaria parasite are being found in Myanmar, near the border with India.
The drugs that are in danger of being lost are called artemisinins.
They are a component of all treatments for malaria in the world, for this form of malaria across the planet.
Charles Woodrow at the Mydal Oxford Tropical Medicine Research Unit in Bangkok says artemisinins have been incredibly effective. But in a new study, Woodrow and his colleagues find a disturbing trend. Artemisinin-resistant malaria is now turning up in parts of Myanmar, the reclusive country also known as Burma, where it hadn't been seen before.
Particularly towards the north, we see that resistance is certainly present and, as we highlight, now lies very close to the northwest border with India.
There's concern that if the resistance takes root in India, it could quickly jump to other parts of the world. It's already a problem on the other side of Myanmar, along the frontier with Thailand, and it's widespread in Cambodia.
In parts of Cambodia, we really are down to the last possibilities in terms of how we treat malaria, and we're considering combining three drugs, extending courses from the normal, which would be about 3 days, up to 5 days. So I think midterm, this is a major problem.
The great concern is that historically, Southeast Asia has been a graveyard for malaria drugs. In the 1960s, malaria parasites in Thailand learned how to fend off chloroquine. That resistance eventually spread around the globe. In sub-Saharan Africa, the loss of chloroquine as a first-line malaria drug cost hundreds of thousands of lives. In the 1990s, artemisinin-based drugs from China became the new global standard for treating falciparum malaria. But studies like this one on Myanmar show that artemisinin resistance is growing. And this is a huge problem because malaria, according to the World Health Organization, sickens almost 200 million people a year and kills roughly 600,000. Woodrow says the resistance is developing slowly, and in combination with other drugs, artemisinins are still effective against malaria. But
if the parasites were to evolve a way that made them, you know, really entirely resistant to artemisinins, this would be disastrous over a very short time scale, because you'd be essentially left with the remnants of all the other drugs that we've tried to use in the past.
He calls this the nightmare scenario. The world is not there yet, but in what Woodrow calls the midterm, say the next 2 to 5 years, he predicts artemisinin-resistant malaria is going to be causing a lot of problems in Myanmar and elsewhere. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.